Eric Lankin is one of the community organizers who got jail time for allegedly masterminding the mayhem at the G20 protests in Toronto in 2010. The Vancouver Media Co-op recently spoke with Eric from prison via telephone.
Go ahead with your call.
Hello?
Eric?
Hey, Frank. It's Eric. We're probably going to get locked down early soon.
Since you don't know how much time you have, maybe we can start with what's priority for you to get out there?
Letting people know that the prison system's not getting me down. I look forward to getting out and organizing and building up momentum again. I'm feeling really excited about talking through how to learn from the stuff that we've gone through so that we can grow from it as individuals and as a movement.
What were you charged with, and how many co-accused, and how long did the process take, or anything else that you think is important to talk about the legal system?
Yeah, I was charged with multiple counts of conspiracy to assault police, conspiracy to commit mischief over, and conspiracy to obstruct justice, I think. There were 21 co-accused in that conspiracy case. What we ended up pleading to, I pled to one count of counseling. I said that I told people to cut down the security fence. I didn't really do that, but I pled anyway. It made sense to end the process early. I don't know, the legal system's a big drain on everyone's energy, but as co-accused, we were able to stick through and work out a collective plea deal. Nobody snitched. Nobody has any ill feelings towards each other, and we came to consensus on how to move forward, and we took a deal which these six people take charges, and everyone else gets all their charges dropped. So,
can you maybe talk about what the decision, how you all came to the decision of basically doing a plea deal, and why you all choose that as opposed to taking it to the court?
Okay, well, we had non-association with each other at the time. We were allowed to meet only for the purposes of discussing legal strategy. We got together, we must have spent dozens and dozens, if not 100 hours in meetings with all of the co-accused, and basically we identified our priorities in moving forward. And then we just had a very long process of deciding what the best way to accomplish those goals and meet those priorities. And ultimately, there were no deportations as a result of the charges they put against us, which was one of the biggest priorities. The court process ended now rather than in 2014 or later, which would have been the case if we had waited to go to trial. Yeah, am I missing anything? Sorry, there's kind of a lot of commotion around me right now. So.
Yeah, what's happening right now?
It sounds like some people are not too excited about the idea of getting locked down, so they just want to be a little bit rebellious or whatever. I don't think it's going to be a repeat of the other day, but...
Yeah, can you maybe talk briefly about the other day? You said something recently went down on Christmas Day at the jail. Can you maybe talk about that?
All the guards were taking time off work, and so the prison didn't have enough staff to run the prison normally, so that results in us being locked down. And basically, our prisoners, we were out the morning of Christmas Eve, and we were told to lock down, and people said, well, we're not going to lock down unless we get commitments that we will be able to call our families. So, there was a standoff between the guards and the prisoners. There was negotiations between the ranking guards and a few of the prisoners who we sort of were, refusing to go even close to ourselves, and were making very clear that we were like making a stand. Eventually, they pulled all of the guards who were working that day, swarmed onto the range. And we still, a group of about five or six of us, were out of there's 30 people on the range, so a group of five or six of us was right down by the door to the range, which is like we were clearly not going to ourselves. And we told the white shirt that we would go into ourselves if they promised, if they made a commitment that we would get phone calls on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It looked like we were about to get tackled and taken to the hole, but at the last minute, the white shirt said, okay, you have my word, I promise, you'll get phone calls today and tomorrow. And so then, that's what happened. And then we went back into ourselves and felt pretty good about the whole situation.
So you're still a troublemaker in or out of jail. So briefly, being that you spent time in jail pre-trial and that you ended up in jail now, do you have any regrets about organizing against the G20 in Toronto?
Definitely not. No regrets. Prison isn't a fun place. It's very homophobic and very chauvinistic. But, I mean, despite all that, there's solidarity, and I don't have any regrets. I look to grow from the circumstance. I have to go because here come the guards.
Okay, Eric. Well, we'll be keeping in touch with you, and I will be posting your address and your comrade's address with this audio report. Stay strong, man, and know that we all have your back out here.
Okay. Thanks so much, Frank. Take care,
bro.